You have something to say, sir?
No, I was just getting the microphone up here close. Said you wanted it.
In case you wanted to contribute.
I'm ready to contribute. What do you need to know?
You're going
to
introduce our next guest. You want to do
five-time
that?
Five-time Superstock. No.
Okay, go ahead.
Five-time Superstock champion Tom Moriarty. Where is he?
That's good.
Well, I think you're going to have Shane. Rob's always been really strong on a 3/8 and on the 5/8. He's had some bad luck there on the 5/8.
Really? You know. When?
Well, I remember.
I never seen it. Well, Kevin, you and I go back a long time. You know me. I always have help whenever possible. And if you don't mind, I brought someone with me to help with this interview because I value this as a pretty important segment that we're doing. So the guest questionnaire has got a statement and a story, and we'll see if you can figure out who it is.
Okay.
Hamlin, how are you doing?
Good.
Let's go back in the day. Do you remember...
And I know what story you're going to tell.
No, you do already, don't you?
Yes, I do. Are you going to tell the story, the one day you were leading it at Everton? I was down a lap, and I tried to get my lap back on a restart, and went down in a turn one, and I wrecked you in about half the field. Is that the story you're going to tell?
No, that's not it.
Once again, I appreciate you guys, and like I say, I say it every time, but what you guys are doing for this is helping racing in the Northwest, and we all appreciate it.
No problem, buddy. Thank you for having me on. You
then we'll be able to go. I hope we're coming through okay. Steve Mortland here for North Sound Racing. We'll turn these up a little bit, see if we've got something there.
Oh, I can hear you now.
There we go.
Yeah, I can even hear myself.
We're out here at the Cactus Moon Saloon celebrating a kind of a neat affair out here. It's the presentation of our 100th show. And we're out here, finally got on the air. It was kind of a struggle like it always is. But we've got a lot of cool people out here in the crowd. And Carla,
Heath. And some great cars outside.
Yeah, we got John Carlson has his figure eight car. We've got Danny Kilpatrick has got his sprint car out here. I guess Neyman Lang is unloading as
we speak. He's unloading right now.
And we have a Northwest Legends.
We have Eric Turner with up from Deming with a mini sprint.
Yeah, so we're making it happen. We're doing our best out here. Galen, how are you, bud?
Good. It's a full crowd in here. I think there's more people outside than there is inside.
I know.
What a turnout. What a great turnout.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of really cool people. We've got Sherry here that is going to be wandering around the place with a wireless microphone. So we're going to just pluck people out of the crowd. We're working on getting a PA system down here so those who are here can hear us. And even Paul, the owner of the Cactus Moon Saloon, just so cool, went up and bought an AM antenna to hook into his receiver.
Wow.
So
good deal.
It's all happening out here. So thanks for coming down, you guys.
100 shows.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Who would have thought?
3 years.
Yeah,
three seasons, I should say, huh?
Yeah, before we kind of get started here, we're going to take a break here in just a little bit. We're going to get a hold of Taylor Malsom, who is back in Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh. And everyone knows who Taylor is. He's our local hero right now.
Yeah, Taylor is he's doing really well, and it is just so cool to be able to get a hold of him on the eve of his start in the Craftsman Truck Series tonight.
That's tomorrow night.
I know.
Yeah, and he's got to get up early, so he said between
7:30. He's going to sleep tonight. Come on.
He's got some good news to share with us, too, not only with ARCA, but with the Truck Series as well.
Nice. I had some notes even written down about him, and I'll try and even find them when we take the break.
That's a good thing.
So it is, as we are billing it, our 100th show here on North Sound Racing, and like I mentioned, we've got a lot of our friends from the past 100 shows are on their way. They're even in the building, and again, we are here at the Cactus Moon Saloon, and if you are on your way, it is on the intersection of 8th Avenue West, 717 128th, but
that's
it's actually
right
on the intersection of 8th Avenue West. It is just absolutely a cool facility.
It's a very great place and good food. I saw the menu.
You know, it's amazing. We have a real full house here, and we've, had many, if not all, of these people on one time or another. It's a pretty spectacular event.
We've had them on many times, and I think that I was trying to think about the one person that we have had on our show the most.
Oh.
And Gary Lewis could be one.
I'm thinking
is that the one you're thinking
that's
of?
That's the one I'm thinking.
Yeah. So, like I said, a lot of our friends are here. As always, we are presented by Action Auto Parts. Joe and Sharon McIntosh, the owners of Action Auto Parts,
look
are
what
here.
They're eating.
I know. Mm. We certainly don't want to interrupt them. Terry Buell and Kelly Hale from Evergreen Speedway are here. Bill Bailey from the Northwest Legends are here. Andrew Kunis is here.
Yeah.
Our friend Brandon Hamilton is here. My friend Paul Prouty is here. A lot of people are on their way. And Scott Ellsworth and Ellie
and
are
Ellie.
Here. Great to see Ellie. And this is really an
Jill,
awesome place.
Jill and Naima Lang. And
yeah, they're unloading as
John
we speak.
John Carlson's outside. Yeah.
So we've got a lot of people to talk to. Some special interviews coming up tonight as well. I recorded an interview with Kevin Hamlin last night. Kevin is, as you know, back in North Carolina. Still a development driver for Chip Ganassi Racing. But we thought we'd get caught up with him because we've had him on a lot.
That's right.
His dad's rolling around here somewhere. I saw Ken Hamlin out here walking around.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep,
oh,
here.
How cool is that?
And, boy, we had Donna Hamlin on our very first show.
Yes, we did. A point which I made to remind Kevin of and ask her if she still come down from her her big cloud that she was at. And also, let's see, we also recorded an interview with Paul Bartholomew.
That's a good one.
And he just got back from covering the NASCAR races in Michigan, so he's over on the Oregon coast camping and decompressing a little bit before he heads to Bristol this weekend. So it's a lot of stuff going on. Plus, we have another special interview that we aren't going to play until we get the PA system hooked up because this is kind of crazy.
Hopefully, we can get a minute with the owners here. The
Cactus Moon Saloon. Bet. You bet. We're going to be doing a lot of that stuff. We have also Brandon Hamilton, as I mentioned, who is one of the unsung heroes of our show, is here as well. Brandon is, for as long as I've been talking about cars and radio, Brandon has been by my side. Rob Estes is here, too.
Yeah. Our, there's Ken. There's Ken right there, mooching
French fries. Oh, there he is. Yeah, he's trying to get hooked up. Want me to tell you my favorite Ken Hamlin story?
I don't know.
Let's
do
this
good
before
for
everyone can hear, maybe.
Oh, okay. We'll save that one for later. First of all, before we get too far along here, I would be remiss if I did not spend a moment thank you two for absolutely everything that you have done for this wacky little project that we came up with just about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We've been on this. And it all started with a meeting that the three of us had at North Sound 1380 when I lost my my pass card. We sat down.
That?
Yes, I do.
Our contract.
We sat down and we wrote up a contract, and it's very simple. It's right here. It says there are no rules, and we all signed it. We've pretty much abided by that.
That's true.
Over the past 100 shows, and like I said, the help that you two have provided throughout this project has just been invaluable, and
your knowledge and expertise.
Well, I'm the one that's just smart enough, just barely smart enough to know how to turn the radio
to
station
hook up the code, to hook up the coat hangers and wires.
Yeah,
and
exactly. It's being done as we speak, but and I will continue to remind you two throughout the night how much I appreciate all of the help that you guys have given us and all the people that are here tonight and the people that listen to us. It's just invaluable what you guys do.
Yep, the race fans that go out to the local racetracks and support them, those that listen to our show, man, if this is the time to come down, you're going to see some of the drivers that you see on the track, and you might be sitting right next to them. So definitely join us. It's 128th. It's west of I-5. Three lights on the corner.
Bingo.
Cactus Moon Saloon.
You're here. It's
we're going to be here till 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Plenty of time to come on down.
Yeah, lots of great food and drink specials going on.
Lots of smiles out there.
Isn't
hey,
it,
I
though?
Even saw a special for fried dill pickles. How about
that? Fried dill pickles here? I've always wanted to try those. Those are so awesome.
Steve, did you call the wrestler? Is he going to be here today?
Blake Krull?
Yeah.
No, it's funny. I was thinking about Blake the other day. That was one of the cooler moments on the show.
That was cool.
Go ahead and explain that, if you would.
It was just nuts. He called up. Steve goes, you aren't going to believe during the break. You aren't going to believe who's on the other line. You guys are just going to go crazy. And, that was amazing.
Well,
we come back from a break, and we had ourselves a wrestler.
Apparently, he won a fair amount of money on that bet, too.
Are we going to talk racing?
Let's talk racing. Where'd you guys, where were you off to this weekend?
Man, we did Friday night up at Deming and then Saturday night at Skagit.
Yeah, we took and made the long haul and went to see George Wade down at Grays Harbor Raceway.
Oh, it had been hot down there, too.
It was. We started off the morning by heading down to Centralia to help out Sherry's Goldwing Touring Association friends. And they put on a fundraising ride for the Veterans Museum that is in Chehalis, or Centralia, I'm sorry. And I got to tell you, if you ever get a chance to go check that place out, it is so cool. They start from the Civil War and just go all the way around the building up to the conflict that we're in right now. And they raised about $650. And the riders all thought it was just a beautiful ride. It was really well planned out. And then we, it was so funny. We stopped at Applebee's in Centralia with a couple of friends and just had a few belts before we were going to head up north. And Sherry looks over and she goes, "We know those people sitting over in that other table over there." And the guy walks by and I thought, "Nah, he looks familiar." So he walks by, sits back down, and then I look at the lady that's with the guy, and it's Rita and Mike who own Afredo Raceway Park.
Yeah,
they were over at the ocean having on vacation for a little bit. And it was so cool to run into them there. But Mike, he's looking good and feeling good. And we're going to get a hold of Kelly Hart, I'm sorry, and get caught up with him, too.
I bet one of the things that I really like about Elma, that it's always the same. It's 92 degrees.
It never fails, does it?
92 degrees for Fred Brownfield. They have it right there on the wall, and I'm sure it was a great race down
there. Yeah, we made our way up there, and George hooked us up. We were in the back room with... we got into the back eight, walked through the pits, and man, I tell you, the modified class that they have down there, it was huge.
It's fun, though,
it was
it?
So cool. And they had about 10 or 12 sprint cars. A couple of them broke, and George took us on the nickel tour of the place. The VIP suites are really cool, and their announcing booth, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I would kill to work in that place just once. And I think Billy was the guy's name, the announcer down there, and really cool. And we sat in the beer garden, and you didn't even know it was in, where the alcohol was served. It was just so well.
Yeah, right, Steve. Like, you don't know where the alcohol is served.
Ask Sherry. I did not have a drop.
Not a drop.
And then we made it home about 1:30 in the morning,
We actually had the Ford Focuses who run down there on a regular basis at Grays Harbor, up at Skagit, doing a race up there. So it was fun to watch them. Great track surface, probably one of the best we've seen. And we want to congratulate all the winners from Skagit, but a special one out to Seth Burton.
It is with extreme pleasure that I introduce to you the mother of the current points leader in the 410 division up at Skagit Speedway.
He did really
Ladies and gentlemen, Carly Heath.
Hey, Steve.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
How about if we get some of these people on? What do you think?
Let's, Sherry's got...
she's going to round him up.
She's going to hook him up. You can't hear?
We can put him right here in my seat.
Yeah, let's... why don't you go get... is Joe still putting food in his face? He is. How about let's get Lewis.
Okay.
Go get Gary Lewis. He's right over there. We're going to...
Have you ever got your tattoo with him yet?
No, I have not. No, he's got enough tattoos for all of us. Come on, Gary. We're going to get Gary Lewis up here before we take our first break, and then when we come back from our break, we're going to get Taylor Malsom on the line.
That'd be great. Hey, Gary.
Gary. Well, put your headphones on so you can hear. There you go, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How we doing?
Good. Thanks for coming out, man.
Hey, anytime.
Appreciate it. How you been?
I've been great.
So do you want to talk about your last race or not?
Well, we can talk about it. I don't care.
All right. had better days, but it probably was good to be down at South Sound.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was looking forward to the race and everything, and they got an awesome facility down there, and I can't wait to go back and race again.
Yeah, and your season this year, we brought it up with I taped an interview with Kevin Hamlin, and I brought up, the run that you've been on and the run that Tom Moriarty's been on. Talking about all of the just super strong performances, especially by your team, especially by Moriarty. Nate Mullane has just knocked off win after win after win this year out at Evergreen Speedway. And you'll hear it in the interview later when we get a PA system hooked up. But, he thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. No, it's been a pretty incredible ride, and obviously it wasn't going to go forever. So
no, but well, now you just get to start it back up again.
Yeah, now we get to start over.
Yeah, they can't beat that deal.
Yeah.
So again, it's a pleasure to have you here, and I'm just
where are we
so
find you
honored.
Next?
I'll be at Yakima on Labor Day weekend.
All right.
Okay.
Running the ASA race on Saturday and then the Arca West race on Sunday.
Cool.
So what's this? I hear you had a birthday yesterday.
I did.
Did you? How come you didn't tell me when I talked to you?
I think you weren't listening.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You've celebrated.
Actually, no, I didn't really do anything. I went home and was going to do some stuff, and then there was an accident out on my road, and all the power went out until late.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
So, yeah, it was It kind of sucks.
So you had to eat by birthday candlelight, huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
It was, we'll have to have a party for you here tonight.
It wasn't that exciting.
Yeah, I'll buy you a beer for your birthday.
All right, right on.
All right.
I'll take the biggest one they got.
I'll make sure it's brought to the table directly. And, again, congratulations on just an outstanding season. And I'm going to say this to virtually everyone we have on tonight, but, Gary, your contribution and your being able to be there every time that we need you throughout the past 100 shows is just really appreciated.
Well, it's always a pleasure to do, and I wish I could actually go in the studio more often, you know. It's just like tonight, I wish I could have had my car here out on display for you.
But I'd have taken it, you know, clip or no clip.
Yeah, we'd have to drag it in. It's got no front end in it right now.
Push, pull, or drag your trade.
Yeah, no, I mean, I wish, you know, I always have a great time. You guys do an awesome job, and you treat me very well, and it'd be cool to come in the studio more often and stuff. But, you know, we get so busy racing on the car, you know, racing and working on the cars and all that stuff. I mean, it pretty much just consumes your whole life. So.
Yeah, it does. Well, we're glad you took time out to come
yes,
out here.
You.
And,
yeah,
and
yeah.
Happy birthday, my friend. You
thank
want to
you.
Tell us how old you are? Or
old.
You want me to make it up?
I'm old.
You're
I'm always
old.
Interested
old.
When they say old. How old is old?
Old.
Okay.
Well, we're not going to find out.
No, it doesn't matter. I'm 39. So.
39? Oh, wow. Oh. Congratulations. I would have gone for 32.
Yeah.
But... Yeah. My opinion doesn't matter, does it?
No, it don't. No, I mean, I feel like a kid. You know, some people probably say I act like a kid.
No, that's because his boss is sitting right on the other side of the table.
Exactly.
There.
No, you know, I don't know. You know, I feel old.
But not
as far
too old
as my
to
body,
race,
right? I feel old.
Yeah.
But my mind, I feel real young. And, no, I mean, things are good.
Good.
You got
awesome,
a lot of years left.
Heck, yeah.
Good. Glad to hear
it, man. To race, I mean.
Yeah.
Thanks again so much for coming out.
We'll
hook up with you later.
And, okay.
You know, watch that guy sitting next to you.
Yeah. Not
you know,
a problem.
He's itchy.
He's got a couple of them over there.
All right. Thanks you guys.
Thank
all right,
you,
cool. Thank you, Gary. We're going to, let's see, where, let's get, Terry Buell over here. Can we go fetch him before we, take our break? And then, we'll get hooked up with Taylor.
Yeah.
And again, I want to also thank Josh back at the radio station. Board up in our show for us tonight, and we're going to put him through his paces. He's going to get everything. Terry Buell.
Whoa, look at the hat he's wearing, too. How appropriate is that, Terry?
You like my hat?
I like it.
Pretty
They're
cool,
doing
huh?
good, aren't they?
I'm honoring the Mill Creek Little League, and I did some coaching with my daughters. In
oh, really?
Softball.
Well, good deal.
Mill Creek Little League. So I had the hat, and I had to break it out and support the boys back there in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Very excited.
Yes.
So, Terry. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
Hey, we're just talking Little League here. It's
oh,
okay.
I see. Did you see? I just caught the very last hit of the game today.
No, I didn't, but I was updated, and I heard it was a real nail-biter. So I'm really proud of them, and you know, I'm from Mill Creek. I've coached in Mill Creek, and those boys, my daughter knows a lot of those guys, and all the families are so excited. So
10 years from now, those boys will be all
yeah,
your daughters.
Yeah, maybe they'll be in the big time. And then.
Yeah.
Maybe I should encourage my daughter to keep on knowing these boys. Yeah. They're all gonna go.
Yeah, it could be a contract in her future.
Yeah, hey.
So, Terry, for those who don't know, Terry is one of the poobahs out at Evergreen Speedway. And, you know, I'll pass the same thing along to you I did to Gary. You know, your staff out there at Evergreen Speedway has just been so gracious to us and, you know, accommodating. Kelly Hale has just become one of my great friends. And every time that we've called you, you've been there for us. And so now's our time to thank you.
Well, you don't. I think really I'm supposed to thank you because after 100 shows, oh my goodness, congratulations to you, and Carla and Galen and everybody else that helps you. You do so much for racing. And Lex is stuck over there with hammers and stuff. And he said if you want to call him, he will come.
Oh,
on.
He will. Oh,
but,
cool.
But he did say. If he wasn't, you weren't going to put him on the phone to express his gratitude for everything that you do for racing because it's incredible. We support it 100%. Whatever, I mean, you help so much. You just don't know.
I know
don't
I don't.
Understand
and I want to keep it that way.
Yeah. Negotiate your next contract and just know that. Well, look at this place. Do you know that there's a bunch of other people outside that can't get in here and sit at these tables now? They're standing outside.
Yeah.
I mean, this is very cool.
I know.
See, this
it's
your
awesome.
Support.
Thank you so much.
Showing you love, man.
So what do we got? We're going to wrap up the season in a big fashion out there. We're going to be out there on the 13th broadcasting live.
Here's what's funny. Between now, starting this moment, till the end of our season, we still have almost 40% of the people that will totally come through our gates in a season left to come through our gates.
Wow.
Fair time. Yeah. Figure Eight Nationals right away, and then Superstock. Then a double feature for our Supers the second Saturday at Fair.
Nice.
Of course, our fantastic Demolition Derby.
Yeah. always a cash
Those
cow.
Those are fantastic. Yeah. No, we put on great shows there. But, yeah, you know, this is the run where you get through fair time, the Evergreen State Fair, and then September comes, and this year it's so exciting. You saw the posters we were distributing. The back-to-back big track events in September. I mean, how cool is it, the 13th and 20th back-to-back like that?
That's just so awesome.
A great way. And then the short track championship on the 27th. So, you know, and then everybody gets geared up for the Fall Classic, and I'm sure you'll be over there.
Oh, yeah.
With bells on.
With bells on.
But, you know, our season's been good. We've really done well. And Lex and Danny Johnson have transitioned really well.
Mm-hmm.
They've learned. They're, you know, it's been hands-on. It's been, you know, kind of learning on the job to some degree. But they've done a fantastic job. And I couldn't be happier where we're at as a speedway.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well,
a lot of changes for next year that you can foresee?
Changes?
Yeah. Exciting changes.
You know, nothing that pops right to my mind that Lex has talked to me about or shared with me about what he might do. But definitely he's going to put, I think you're going to see him put his fingerprints on the program at Evergreen next year.
Yeah.
And I think you're going to see a change definitely in the direction that Lex wants to see it go. And those will come, but they'll be well thought out when it happens. Mm-hmm. Lex is very, he'll think it out. And I think that there'll be some surprises, I don't know if there'll be big shockers, but
I've shared with people, they're probably not ready to put those fingerprints on things right now. Wait till the season's over, start it all out next year.
Well, I mean, the CREATE program, it has done really well, and, you know, it was one of those things a couple of years ago where, you know, I felt like one of the baseballs in the Little League game getting beat around, but, you know, you stuck to it, and it worked out. It did well, and we're very pleased with that, and... You know, there's some other things to tweak and fix and other, you know, what classes and then what we're going to do with our program. But the most exciting thing, though, I think, is scheduling the big late model events, you know, the Washington 500 type stuff and the touring type stuff. What's going to happen with tours, you know, and all that.
It's going to be an interesting offseason,
isn't it?
It's going
to be a fun winter.
Yeah, it is. Well, we need to take a break. Okay. Terry, thanks so much for being here, and we may not be done with you.
Well, listen, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Speedway and all of our staff, we appreciate everything you guys do, and we support you 1,000%. Keep on going. I'll be back here for show 200, okay?
Okay. Well, it's a deal. All right, let's take a break. We are out here at the Cactus Moon Saloon, 100th edition of North Sound Racing, and when we come back, we're going to visit with Taylor Malsom from Tennessee, young man, with driver for Rudine Racing, and... He's going to be tearing it up at Bristol.
That's right.
So let's take a break. You're listening to North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts here on North Sound 1380 ESPN Radio.
Clear. Yeah. For some reason at the start, when it was playing, when I had you on cue, coming out of cue was the starting intro song, and I couldn't hear nothing from you, just the song.